So it's day one of South by Southwest Interactive, and it's very cold, it's very wet, which is a bit of a turn up for the books in Texas, but never mind. I am with
Bert Herman, the co-founder of Storify.
And so obviously Storify is becoming hugely popular, and last year you won, was it the Accelerator Award?
That's right, yeah. We were pitching in the South by Southwest Accelerator, where startups compete to get the buzz. And, yeah, that was before we'd even launched our public beta, and we won. So that was really exciting, yeah.
Actually, that's incredible. That's just reminded me. So you've only been going really in public for a year.
Yeah, less than a year. Yeah, it was late April that we launched last year. So it's been great, yeah, to see people using us all over the world, like in the UK, the US, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere, different languages. Yeah.
So for anyone who isn't familiar with Storify, just give us the quick elevator pitch on what it is and what it's all about.
Sure. So Storify lets you tell stories using social media. So you can, in one place, search Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Flickr, all these different networks, and grab photos and tweets and videos and put them into a story that you can then publish on Storify, but also take your whole story and embed it on another website. And we have people using it from like The Guardian and The New York Times to the White House, and the British monarchy actually uses us to tell stories when, you know.
Yeah, I saw that 10 Downing Street had started using it recently, actually. They did their first one, and I thought it was interesting because I think one of the things about curation is, obviously there's the whole thing about with all the social media noise, curation gives a way to kind of cut through that. But what I thought with the way that the Downing Street were using it was that it was quite it showed the downside of it, because it was a very sanitized PR message. And I wondered, because your background obviously is as a journalist, you work for AP and so on, and I wonder kind of how you feel about that sort of use of it.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the original intended use of Storify, as we envisioned it, was for journalism and telling stories about news. But yeah, we have seen a lot of people using it, like politicians, I mean, including the campaigns in the U.S. presidential campaign, like Obama and Romney are both using Storify, and brands using it, too. It is that these, you know, people want to control the story in some way, obviously, and rise above the noise, the wild, crazy chaos of social media. I mean, that's great that these people find a use for it. That's fine. I mean, whether or not the audience will buy their version of the story or the other version of the story, I mean, that's, we don't, you know, mix in that. But we're interested to see what the readers will decide, essentially.
And so what have you got going on this year at South by Southwest?
So we just launched our iPad app, which we're really excited about. So you can do Storify by just touching and dragging and dropping all these media elements around, which we really think that's the future of computing, is going to be touch-based and tablets. And we think our way of creating media is the way that you will create on touch devices. So that's one exciting thing. Another cool thing we have for South by Southwest is we automatically create stories for you. So you can just connect all your social accounts like Twitter, Foursquare, Facebook, and everything, and it'll just every day produce your daily South by journal. So that's something we're kind of playing with here and looking to expand for the future to help people have a place to start when they're telling a story.
Fantastic. Well, thanks ever so much, and enjoy South by Southwest.
Yeah, thanks so much. You too.